There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Edition of What's on Your Mind. Hi, friends. Scott Hannon here, along with Todd, Radio God Mitchell on 550 K Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo Moorhead, AM 1090 KTGO, rocking in the Bakken, as well as KLTC 1460 in Dickinson. Glad to have you along on the program today. The show's yours. What's on your mind? We want to know. 855-200-1776. We'll pull some things from the headlines here that are in the news and go through some of those. We have a couple of guests that will join us on the program today. And look forward to a robust conversation here on the program we call What's on Your Mind. Here is how you phone us up to tell us what's on your mind. You dial us at 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. You can also email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Todd loves getting texts.
He really does.
Yeah,
I don't have to pay the bill. I don't care. Text me all you want.
Probably the most newsworthy question of the day yesterday for Governor Dalrymple came from a texter that wanted to know whether or not the governor was going to run again. He didn't answer, nor did it sound like he'd really decided one way or another. But nonetheless, it was a good question.
Little early for that question, because whatever your answer is now, it may be different by that time. You never know.
But anyway, we got it in for the texters. So if you're a texter, you can text Todd at
701-226-8503. 226-8503.
All right, and there is one other way you can weigh in, Facebook. A lot of folks weighing in on different topics there, including already on our guest that is going to be joining us at 10:30 this morning, a fellow by the name of Gus Booth. He is famous in circles amongst pastors because back in 2008, there was, I guess, some kind of an edict from the IRS that said, churches, make sure you do not say anything about politics and any particular candidates, or you're going to lose your tax-exempt status. And Gus Booth said, heck with that. My free speech rights are not going to be impeded by the IRS. And so he defied the IRS, and actually, they sort of ignored it. He kind of set the standard. Now he's out to have something called the Johnson Amendment, which goes back to 1954, repealed. And actually, 2013, there was some legislation introduced. I'm not sure if it's coming back. We'll find out from him when we talk to him about the book today. But the Johnson Amendment says rather simply, Internal Revenue Code has a prohibition against churches and other tax-exempt organizations participating in political campaigns or supporting or opposing candidates for public office. So he would like that repealed. He's essentially saying the free speech rights of churches are being trampled upon here, and he wants that change. So the book is called Shh, Be Quiet, Christian. And he's suggesting that there is a need for us to fight for our right of free speech or lose it, in this case, from the pulpit. So we've already got folks weighing in on that. And this is an interesting one. Folks I know people who are, strong defenders of the founding fathers and our rights say, you know what? Church is just no place for politics, right? So they believe strongly in the founding fathers and the right to free speech, but they just get uneasy about. And this is a pastor saying, no, that's not right. So anyway, interesting take already from a number of folks weighing in on that, and you can join that debate as well. Bottom of this hour, another guest will join us, Dwight Kieford. He is a Republican legislator from Valley City. He is relentlessly seeking the right for individuals who have concealed carry permits, who have the permission of the schools to not be prevented from having the exercise of that Second Amendment right within schools. And so that's interesting as well. And that has now passed the House in North Dakota and will go over to the Senate. So we're going to talk with him about that on the program. A couple other things in the news that we'll get to. One, I'm still interested in your counsel on how we, as in the United States of America, ought to respond to what ISIS did to this Jordanian pilot. We spent a little time on that yesterday, and not as much time as I would like, because I'm genuinely curious about what you think about our response. I'm very worried about how our response is going to be perceived. I am trying to channel that frustration, honestly, on who will lead us after the 2016 election. And we've not spent a lot of time on that. But there's quite a battle brewing on the Republican side just because the numbers are so strong. There's no such battle on the Democratic side because it's sort of a foregone conclusion that it's going to be Hillary Clinton. The buzz on Scott Walker is starting to emerge. I was talking to some folks yesterday about that. Said, boy, if it's Jeb Bush, I tell you what, it's going to be awful. It's going to be horrible. I want Scott Walker. So that, he's starting to emerge and looking pretty good in some polls. But that's how I'm going to channel most of my frustration. You just got to fix it, right? Rather than wallow in our current situation, which I don't like. And I think part of what's going on with ISIS going from beheadings now to burning people alive is very much in our face. This is directed at us. No question about it in my mind. What do you make of Brian Williams and his admission that he's lied about being in this a plane that was nearly shot down and then lying about the lie? And, you know, does this make you trust the media less? When you first heard this story, Todd, what did you think?
Rolled my eyes.
I'm still trying
to get it back into my head.
I rolled my eyes, and I also found myself not all that surprised by it. You know what I mean? It's sort of like, Hillary Clinton. Remember when she got caught in a similar little white lie? And, some of these folks get just so full of themselves, I don't really have a great deal of trust in them anyway. So when something like
this...
She
wasn't the only Clinton caught in a lie, right?
Yeah. But it doesn't surprise me. It doesn't blow me back. It does. It's like, oh, yeah, all right. But it should, I guess, right? I mean, here's an evening news anchor that...
Or if I just become too desensitized, and now I just like, oh, okay, it's just another day. We just caught up with it from these guys, and then is that right?
You're caught in a real whopper there. I mean, it's a big whopper, but I'm curious if it matters to you. And then one other local topic I just wanted to throw out there a little bit and spend a little time on today, because it's a tough one. Yesterday there was some emotional testimony from parents who are supporting a piece of legislation. It's actually House Bill 1430 that would put North Dakota as the 24th state to legalize marijuana. All right? And some medical marijuana would basically allow patients and caregivers to possess a certain amount of cannabis or products such as cannabis, beverages, vapors, and pills for medical use to grow a small amount of the plant as well. People who've obtained a prescription for medical marijuana could cultivate up to 6 marijuana plants, with an amendment allowing for 3 or fewer plants mature enough to produce a usable form of marijuana. This was introduced by Pamela Anderson. She's a Democrat from Fargo. She's a freshman legislator. And she's introducing this on behalf of a constituent of hers who suffers from pain and, a condition that medical marijuana would help. And Minnesota, Montana now are among the 23 states that have legalized it. You heard from one dad of from Bismarck, Tracy Verrier, I'm not sure how you say his name, but had his 12-year-old daughter Paige there. She was born with a condition that now gives her frequent seizures at 12 years of age. And you just talked about how this is so difficult. Said, we do not ask for a medication to make our kids walk, talk, call me daddy. We just ask for her to be content. Because she is unable to walk or talk, is in a wheelchair. I mean, you hear a story like that and your heart aches without question. My question to you, our fine listeners, is should North Dakota join Minnesota and Montana and be the 24th state to legalize medical marijuana? Are you convinced? Attorney General Wayne Stengem spoke for law enforcement, raised a number of concerns about the regulation and public safety. He said the bill is far from ready for enactment. The bill and its amendments create a new and really dangerous method to deliver what purports to be a prescription medication. So he and other law enforcement officials are against it. Who's right, I ask you? And we've seen other states go down this path. Should North Dakota? I always defer to law enforcement in these cases because they know what happens. That however, does not remove any empathy that I have for these families. It is a tough one. So two pieces of legislation we're tackling in this first hour. Concealed carry in the schools. Is that not a no-brainer? It is to me. And medical marijuana, what do you say? Law enforcement says no. What say you? Let's talk about it.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Meg is on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to tell us about their new interior detailing services for pickups, semis, and it's nice and easy. I don't even need to make an appointment, do I, Megan?
Absolutely. Just drop it off at night, and it will be ready the next morning.
What's not to love about that, folks? Drop it off at night. It's ready the next morning. Interior detailing, and they're open 24/7. North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cenex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Call them 701-628-1550, 701-628-1550. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, president of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Is on your mind. Northern Plains, most listened to radio program. We thank you for that. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Email is always welcome, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Deborah in Bismarck, what is on your mind today?
Well, I was listening to the medical marijuana and idea, and as much as I don't like the idea, because it could be a gateway drug or something like that, I think I would go for it because there are just some things they don't have any drugs for, or if they do have other drugs for them, they're going to be so terrible on your system that maybe something like marijuana should be considered in rare cases.
Put us with Minnesota and Montana, number 24 in legalizing. That's Deborah's vote. Thank you, Deborah. Appreciate that. Email from Jim and Peggy asking, does this also cover cannabis oil? Yes, it does, right? Yeah. Bill would allow patients and caregivers to possess a certain amount of cannabis or products such as cannabis oil, beverages, vapors, and pills for medical use, plus the ability to grow as well. There's your answer. Kurt Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning. What was law enforcement's view on the Kerry Casile and public schools?
I don't think they're too hot on it, to tell you the truth.
My memory serves that they testified against it. Is that true?
Yeah, you know, I don't remember. I know last time they were pretty strongly against it. Honestly, don't remember this time. We're going to have Dwight Kiefert on at the bottom of the hour, but I'll sure ask him that question.
And they testified against medical marijuana, right?
They did. Well, Attorney General Wayne Stengem has.
And you said you always defer to law enforcement, so what's up?
Oh, I usually defer to law enforcement. I don't understand why law enforcement would have a problem with somebody who is known to them. In other words, if you're concealed carry, you have to get the approval of the sheriff, and you're known to law enforcement. In this case, you're known to the school.
So you know better than law enforcement on this situation, but not on the other.
Well, fair point. I'm just disagreeing with
that.
I'm sharing my opinion. That's what I do for a living and never apologize for it. But I need to know more about the law enforcement on this latest one. We'll certainly ask Dwight, but I've not seen any vociferous opposition to it, but you may be right that they did oppose it. I know they did last round. Brian in Jamestown, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, good morning. Just wanted to talk medical marijuana legislation. The thing that puzzles me is, who was it? He came out and the name escapes me. The guy that said it would be a nightmare for law enforcement because they couldn't regulate the industry because on one facet you would have it be illegal for people with a prescription, and then on the other it would be illegal for a person without the prescription. My question to them would be, what are you doing about prescription pill abuse? Do you know how many people die in the United States from prescription pills, accidental overdoses? I mean, it's ridiculous to say that we're regulating prescription uses already, and then, well, we can't do that with marijuana just because something bad might happen. Well, something bad's already happening. What are they doing about that, you know?
Oh, I hear you, although I don't know that you say, you know, because we're not, you know, because we're not doing enough in some other area, what the heck, add one more to the list. You follow me? I don't know if that's a rationale for saying, you know.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that that's necessarily a rationale from one to the other. But at the same time, I mean, just watch some of these ads on TV for some of these prescription drugs, whether it be like Lipitors and things like that. Just listen to the list of side effects. And I'm not exactly a marijuana proponent for recreational use. But if there's another use for marijuana and it's truly medical, why not? The only reason they're not using it is because the feds have not allowed anybody to research it because of its illegality. Now, when people talk about the morals of marijuana, they don't know what they're talking about because there's been no research done on it. If it's a medicine, a medicine is a medicine is a medicine. That's what it is. If it's used for that purpose, what's the difference between that and some other type of intoxicant like an opioid?
Yeah, and you know, parents are testifying about how much this is helping, and yet you have some medical experts saying that that's, you know, not necessarily why, disputing the medical value of it, you know, way above my pay grade, I don't know.
Let's have the feds approve some research for it, and then we can put our money where our mouth is. Let's quit the speculation, and if the feds really want to do the right thing, well, that's what they'll do, is they'll get some federal research dollars into this and find out if that is the case, if it isn't, then they're blowing smoke, then, yeah, it's illegal. If not, then let's make a marketable form of it, like just like a medication.
Did you say they're blowing smoke?
Yeah. No pun intended, sorry.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, no, I'm just kind of caught my attention. Anyway, Brian, thank you very much. Appreciate the call and the comment. Glad you're listening. Todd, you usually catch those, but, you know, I caught this one. Yeah,
I was... Sorry, now that we're giving my phone out, a few people think they can call my cell phone and get on the show, and it doesn't quite work that way.
No, you can just text Todd. If you want to get on the show, you call us at 800-228-0550. Here's another comment.
Hey, problem solver Dave here. I got two solutions for you. The varying hair issue in South Fargo, they will succumb to an air rifle. And you can then go online and research a recipe for hydrangea-fed varying hair. The other one is medical marijuana. Just have the patients take their prescription to the local evidence locker and roll up a few, and it can all be policed right there. Thank you.
All right, problem solver Dave. By the way, thank you for helping South Fargo out. Quite a rabid explosion there that is causing some problems. Back to the medical value for a moment here of marijuana. Dr. Joan Connell, a Bismarck pediatrician, president of the North Dakota chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics, quoted in the Forum News Service story about the testimony on this bill, said it's unnecessary because the active ingredient in marijuana, THC, is already available in the prescription drug dronabinol. D-R-O-N-A-B-I-N-O-L, not sure I'm saying that right, which has been approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. She said allowing local growing of marijuana makes regulation of production as well as consistency of dosing impossible. More research is needed to determine if medical marijuana is effective in treating the conditions parents described, she said. State Health Officer Terry Dwelly also testified against the bill, saying it would take an astronomical level of resources beyond the Department of Health's current capacity to decide which serious medical conditions should be added to those listed in the bill as eligible for treatment with medical marijuana, a list that includes cancer, glaucoma, HIV, and post-traumatic stress disorder. Interesting. All right. And interesting point on the part of the doctor as well there. Some others waiting here. Let's see here. Let's go to Lisa and Velva. You're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Lisa.
Well, just my opinion on that is if it's a good medicine for kids and for whatever reasons, that's great. But I don't see a reason for them to be able to grow it. It would be like any other medication. You get it through a prescription. You get it through your pharmacy. There's no need for you to have to be able to grow it in your own house. I think that's where... the police are probably a little bit more hesitant on that, because once you grow it in your house, there's no way to monitor who's taking it, who you're giving it to, how much, you know, they can monitor how much you're growing.
Lisa's amendment to the suggestion. Thanks, Lisa. Appreciate the call.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Sling bow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of sling bow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill. Only at slingbow.com.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll called a freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not.
Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the Freeze-Dry Guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the Ultimate Enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the Ultimate Enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health, order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemed.com. That's brightsidemed.com. Order today.
Good morning, everyone. Another wonderful day in North Dakota. I got to solve for the problem of medical marijuana. We'll just put Cheech and Chong in charge and mission accomplished.
I'm going to put that down. I'm going to put that down as a no, and I do agree with you. It's another beautiful day in North Dakota. I just love that clean, crisp air. It's so nice out there, isn't it? Ah, beautiful winter day. Russ and Rolla, what's on your mind today, Russ?
Hey, I think Benjamin, a stormtrooper, should not be so shook about medical marijuana. People will abuse anything that's out there, and I think the FDA and our drug companies have unleashed a whole lot nastier drugs than marijuana there would be. I'm sure you could smoke a half pound of marijuana and take a handful of pills. Only one side can be going to the ER.
All right, so thumbs up. Go ahead and let her rip. Yeah.
Well, what the heck, right? Talk to you later.
All right, Russ. Appreciate the call. Craig, what's on your mind? You're next.
Hi, good morning, Scott. I'm calling because Mayor Shook of Leith is under prosecution, a misdemeanor with a possible $2,000 fine and 1 year in prison. For it's related to being a firebug. I can't cite the precise charge, but it's been on the AP Wire and on CBS, national CBS. And I wanted to say he's going to come, Scott, before Judge Bruce Haskins. And Mr. Haskins illegally held me, and I got it overturned in the Supreme Court of this state within 72 hours from my jail cell. So he should recuse himself from that case, Mr. Haskins should, Judge Haskins. And one other thing, if I may, Scott, the term racism is designed to create a perceptual and moral destruction by preventing whites from discussing and observing and discussing plain reality. You know, racism is sort of like voodoo without the dolls. Their bad actions are caused by our bad thoughts.
All right, Craig, thank you for calling and checking
sure.
in.
We thank you, sir. For...
We have a guest waiting, so I'm not going to go down any of those paths, but obviously we're aware of the news on the situation with the mayor there. And we are joined now by Dwight Kiefert, who is a Republican legislator, member of the House from Valley City. Representative Kiefert, welcome back to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me on today.
Well, you are relentless in trying to allow the Second Amendment rights of concealed carry holders, who might happen to be individuals that would work in schools, have that ability to not check those Second Amendment rights at the school door. And obviously your colleagues agree. You got this on the House, and it's headed over to the Senate. By the way, is this bill different at all in any way from last year?
Yeah, so we tried to address some of the concerns that were, you know, on last session's bill. One thing we did was we gave the school immunity in implementing this, so there's no question about, you know, something happening if they get sued. The other thing we tried to do was put as much training as we could on it. And if a person goes through all this training, he's going to be trained at least as well as a deputy sheriff.
And somebody earlier called and asked about law enforcement. I know they had rather strongly opposed it last time. Did they testify against it this time?
No, they didn't. But you see, the conception that people have is that this is for, you know, the big schools and the big cities. And it's not about them at all. It's about the schools like Barnes County North. They're 30 miles away from help. So we're trying to address the response time, because by the time help would get there, it'd be an investigation. There wouldn't be any help showing up.
Yeah, because the big schools have school resource officers, right? They have folks already there.
Well, that's what's kind of frustrating. I heard another talk show was going on this morning, and they go to the schools that have had resource officers for probably 6 years and ask them if they want more armored personnel, and why would they? They've had it for years.
And so you're doing this saying, hey, this is for you know, schools that might not have an officer, or for that matter, have a lot of law enforcement even in the community, right?
Well, exactly. It's for the ones, like I said, like Barnes County North, the superintendent's sitting out there 30 miles away from help, and the resource officer doesn't fit into their budget. So then they have no options. Their only option is to participate in the ALICE, what program everybody else does, and that's just a run, hide, and fight for the kids. But he wants the option to do more to protect his school.
So, and I've said many times, but I just want to make sure I'm correct on this, that basically you already have a concealed carry. You have the school says, yep, we know you have it, and you're going to be here. So you have the permission of the school, right?
Right. And then you have to work and train with local law enforcement, too. So you'll have a coordinated effort. I mean, if something happens, the local law enforcement will know who is there. They'll know what he looks like. They know what the capabilities, and they'll have a plan established. And then the other things that they can require is a psychological evaluation, use of deadly force. There's several other levels of training we're, you know, recommending, or they have to have, but they have to have the class one to begin with and have permission from the local school. But you see, the whole thing is we want to give the local schools their own right to decide what they want to do. And it's all about local control, and the people that are fighting this don't want them to have it.
This has passed the House. It'll be considered in the Senate, and then if it passes there, obviously ultimately go to the governor. If any questions or comments for Dwight Kiefert about this, representative from Valley City, certainly welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And a listener texted in a question for you, said, what good is your law if you need to get permission from a left-wing anti-gun school board?
Well, see, that's the trouble. That's why we want to give them the right. Well, then the parents have to get involved. And they have to say, hey, I want my kids protected. I don't want them to play hide-and-seek with some nutcase. So the people are going to have to get involved, and we're going to need help from them to get this thing passed, too, because people have to contact their senator and say, hey, I want my kid protected. Because now the state is spending millions of dollars a year to provide security at our colleges, but they're not spending a single dollar to protect the kids from K-12.
By the way, this is not a unique idea. There's 18 states, including our neighbor to the south, South Dakota, that allow teachers to conceal and carry, right?
Yep. And I thought we were going to have a debate this morning. We didn't have any takers.
Oh, were we trying to get a debate? I don't know. Chris,
yeah,
did...
Yeah.
What did... No. And who is opposing it? You mentioned law enforcement didn't... oppose it.
The School Board Association was the main people that were opposing it. But, like, in a debate situation, when the people that are against this, you ask them, what's their solution to a shooter at a school that's got a 30-minute response time? What's their answer? And they don't have one. So, I mean, if you could have got somebody online, it would have been a short debate. But the School Board Association was against it, and they were asked the question just flat out, why are you against the local schools having the right to decide? And they gave one answer. They said, if we had the right and... something would have happened, and we didn't provide protection, we would feel bad. And that was the only answer given.
That's quite an answer. By the way, to answer your question, we did ask some legislators that had voiced opposition to this, as well as the School Boards Association, and the response we got was there were conflicts. So,
the thing of it is they don't have an answer, so they don't want to. I mean, that's what it would be, no answer. That's where the debate would go.
Yeah. I ask our listeners, what do you think about this, and will you talk with your senators about their support for this? Dave and Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind for our guest, Dwight Kiefer. Go ahead.
Hi, Scott. I just wanted to call in. I'm a member of a school board here up in the Minot area, and I'm also a former police officer, and I completely understand the idea behind this law, but I struggle with it a little bit after we've had issues, like the Ferguson, Missouri issue, and we have a gun incident, even involving a police officer, and how the problems can result from that. And now you take somebody that's potentially not as trained as a police officer and put them in a highly stressful situation, and I just think some bad things could happen. I think the better way to approach it would be to send some funding and have either the local sheriff or the police department assign people to those schools, and they would operate through those departments.
Representative Kiefer, what about Dave's idea?
Okay, we do have a second bill that would provide funding for some of these schools for resource officers, but the problem is we have 1,080 schools, and this bill I propose will only provide positions for 15. So it's no cure for all of them. But I agree the best option would be to have a resource officer, but that would cost the taxpayers at least $75 million a year to do this. So that's something we could do too. But until the parents demand it, nothing's going to happen.
Let me ask you this, Dave. You know, obviously, I think we're all agreeing best plan is to have a school resource officer. But for the fact you're bigger schools have that now, smaller schools don't. And you have a funding issue there. Do you agree with the premise that if there's not a school resource officer there, and you might have a small community where you have real limited law enforcement access to the school anyway, that it's better to have somebody who has been trained, who does have a concealed carry permit and is known to the school to have the ability to defend, against an intruder of some kind? Isn't that a better situation than not having anyone allowed or actually being illegal to be there with a gun?
Every situation is going to be a little bit different, but the issue is, if every conflict potentially in there could be an armed conflict also, because there's always going to be a gun there. And the police officers are trained, in weapons retention and those types of things. There's still going to be some cost even to have a teacher with the weapon there, because they have to go through that training and to be proficient with it and to practice and to do the background stuff. So it's not going to be a no-cost solution anyway. I think there's more to the issue than what we're talking about.
Dave, appreciate the call. Thank you. Kirby in Marshall. Go ahead, Kirby. You calling from Marshall, Minnesota?
Yeah, no, Partial, North Dakota.
Partial, okay, all right, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. My response to the policeman in Minot, thanks to the police, by the way, but the police carry guns for self-protection. They don't carry the guns to protect us. Now, that being said, the teachers ought to have the right to have two in their pocket if they want to. That's my opinion.
I'm with you, Kirby. I don't get preventing them from exercising their Second Amendment rights because it's a school. I mean, we're discriminating against them, are we not?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And like I said, the police carry guns for their own protection. They don't carry those guns for our protection.
Dwight, anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, what I'd like to say is that, see, the big question here is about training now, and we've got a lot of training put into this thing. Yeah, and like if you go to a sporting event or like the winter show or some of these other events, you've got a person there that's a reserve deputy. He's standing there with a gun. Everybody's happy with him being there. They all trust him for protection. But all of a sudden, when we get on this issue, it doesn't matter how much training they have. All of a sudden, it's not acceptable.
Why?
So
don't get it. Thanks, Kirby. Call from Valley City coming next. Hang tight, Dwight. More after the break.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council invites soybean farmers to the annual Northern Soybean Expo, Tuesday, February 17th at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Join us for a hot breakfast buffet at 8 a.m., followed by an exciting lineup of speakers. Internationally renowned economist Todd Buchholz will kick off the day at 9:45, discussing strategies for competing effectively in a global economy. The sensible environmentalist and former founder of Greenpeace International, Dr. Patrick Moore, will paint an innovative, hopeful future where civilization and the environment will survive and thrive. And finally, North Dakota native Jerry Gulkey of the Gulkey Group will wrap up the afternoon with a dynamic market outlook. Be sure to join us on February 17th for the 2015 Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Look for the red, white, blue, and pull on in, giving you choice at the pump by connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. That helps Main Street and your street, too. And there's always great deals at PetroServe USA. I'm always on the go. I love the 4-for-4 special, lunch or dinner. Check it out. It's a hot stuff personal pan pizza, a 20-ounce soda, or a coffee if you like, 2 cookies, 4 for $4. That's right, 4 items for $4. A great deal. Or take advantage of some of these great specials all month long at PetroServe USA, like the Deli Express Double XL Charbroil with Cheese, or the Double XL Chicken and Cheese, or the Barbecue Rib Double XL, all only $2.99. Pringles Grab and Go, 79 cents. Got a sweet tooth? Me too. How about General Mills Pillsbury Cookies for 79 cents? Charms Lollipops, 2 for $1. Or the Mixed Gummies, just $1.29. Helping America fuel better. PetroServe USA. Look for the red, white, and blue at their 20-plus locations all across North Dakota and Minnesota. And tell them Scott sent you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jerry Dunn. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
High Plains Apache. Find sponsors of What's on Your Mind. They're Apache sprayer dealers. Ask any grower that has an Apache sprayer about what they think about it. And they'll go on and on and on and on. They'll tell you, well, last year, wet season, boy, oh boy, we were in the field when our neighbors weren't. Got that light footprint. Big difference. Rugged. Great warranty. Resale value that's unbelievable. Check out some used ones if you're looking for a bargain at HighPlainsApache.com. HighPlainsApache.com. They also have, of course, lots of new ones, latest and greatest. And they have basically any part you may need for anything in the application industry. So if you need a part for a sprayer, chances are they have it. They have that ETA center, it's called. 50,000 on hand in both the Mandan and the Fargo locations. And if they don't have it, they'll get it to you in a day or two right at your door. HighPlainsApache.com. Your Apache spare dealer. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. 10 before the top of the hour. Let's get back to the phones here. Dwight Kiefert, the representative in the North Dakota House, Republican from Valley City, on his bill that would, with training, with approval of the school board, with law enforcement knowledge, allow individuals that have concealed carry permits already to continue to be able to possess their weapon and conceal carry in the schools. Pass the House, go into the Senate. Support it? Against it? Let us know your thoughts at 800-228-0550.
Scott, Todd, if you don't have anybody armed in the schools, worse things will happen. Think about it.
All right. That's the idea, Representative Kiefert, isn't it? I mean, that's what's motivating you on this.
We want to prevent it, yeah. And if I could say a few things about this, I mean, the one caller talked about the cost of the school. We've got no problem paying a teacher $7,000 a year extra to be a football coach. And if we look at the numbers in the last 2 years, there's been 75 school shootings in our country, 15, I believe, are classified as mass shootings, and we've had only one in North Dakota. But at the one in North Dakota, for some reason or another, the student shot himself. I mean, he was standing amongst a lot of students. One of those students was one of our senator's own granddaughter. So we've got a little bit more push in the Senate, too. But at one of our schools, we have a retired SWAT person working there in maintenance. So this law would allow him to have his weapon at the school. But some of these people against it, when asked why that would be bad, we had one senator, he just practically screamed out. He said that his job is to do maintenance. He's not there to protect the school. So that's how ridiculous some of these opponents are to this legislation.
Lots of calls waiting to weigh in. Let's go to Valley City, where Representative Kiefert represents folks. G, your question or comment? Go ahead.
Yes, RG here. Thanks, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. Good morning, Mr. Kiefert. I want to weigh in on this, and I want to say that I'm wholeheartedly for it. You know, obviously, law enforcement has their role, law enforcement has their job, but we all know the response time is what is really the dangerous part of this. And you look at statistics, I think that mass shootings that are stopped by somebody armed on the scene, a civilian with a concealed carry permit, the average death is 2. When it's stopped by law enforcement, it's usually somewhere about 9 or 10 because of the 25, 30-minute response time. Usually it's over by the time they get there. They just start to take pictures and record the crime scene.
Well, very good point. Very good point. RG, were you aware of that, the difference in the response team time, Dwight?
Yeah, it's actually 14 average or kill when it's stopped by law enforcement and 2.14 with somebody that's armed on the scene. But that's just it. Most shootings last 5 minutes. At Barnes County North, they had a practice drill. It took over 30 minutes for law enforcement. So besides the average time it takes for these shootings, they'd have another 25 minutes to spare.
Well, appreciate the call. Thanks, RG. Lance in Tioga, what's your take on this?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. The previous caller pretty much said what I was going to say, but there is one additional thing I think that would make sense on this bill, and that would be to have it mandatory that all schools have posted outside their doors of the public doors of the school that state that the North Dakota law allows schools to have concealed carry holders that are authorized to carry on school grounds, and let the criminal make the decision whether or not he wants to play Russian roulette and decide if that school is one of them or not.
I like that idea for many reasons, most of which would reverse the stupidity of the ones that say, you know, guns are not allowed on these premises.
Right.
Telling every criminal, come on in, baby. It's a gun-free zone, and have at it. So, interesting idea, Lance. Thanks. Bob Bismarck, your take quick.
Yes. One thing I think people are forgetting is there's no guarantee it's going to happen, even if it's passed. It's a huge responsibility. You're going to have the right person to want to do this.
What's your take on that, Representative Kiefert?
Well, that's why I want individual schools to have the right to make their own decisions, because every school is different. Like the one school in my district, I said that they have a retired SWAT person. I mean, who would be trained better than him? Another school I know has a fireman that's employed there. He's trained in emergency situation interactions already. So each school might have somebody different. But I've had retired veterans offering to do this service for free just to be there to protect their kids. So, I mean, there's every school have a different, you know, way to approach this. But if you think of, like, the Sky Marshal program, they're not on every plane. But how many hijackings has there been since they've started this? I mean, just the creep doesn't know if they're there or not, so it stops it right now.
Got to start somewhere, Bob. Appreciate the call. Thank you. Steve, we'll get to you on the other side of the break and some other off-air calls that came as well. Representative Kiefert, good work getting that through the House, and we'll look forward to watching what happens over the Senate. Take care.
Yeah, thank you.
Five before the top of the hour. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's On Your Mind? 800-228-0550.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. nwlandowners.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.